USA News, I'm John Schaefer. They're celebrating in London after King Charles III was officially crowned. The historic coronation took place at Westminster Abbey for Charles and Queen Camilla, with thousands of guests from around the world in attendance.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown, and so sanctify thy servant Charles, upon whose head this day thou dost place it for a sign of royal majesty.
The coronation comes nearly 8 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus agreed the international public health emergency should be wrapped up. In a conference Friday, he noted the pandemic's been on a downward trend for over a year. He said this trend has allowed nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. WHO had declared the coronavirus outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern back in January of 2020. The U.S. is set to have its COVID-19 public health emergency expire May 11th. I'm Karen Sloan.
Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. The ballistic missile was intercepted in an overnight attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier in the week. The favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing, and for owner Mike Ripolle, it seems all too familiar.
I'm devastated about my friends and family back at the hotel. Do I need to tell that we have to scratch the Derby favorite? It's almost deja vu all over again.
In 2011, he had to withdraw Derby favorite Uncle Mo the day before the race for what turned out to be a rare liver disease. And the Mega Millions jackpot is growing. Tuesdays will be worth $83 million. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The writer's strike has entered day five. That strike has brought Hollywood TV and film production to a halt. Nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America plan to picket outside Southern California studios today. That includes the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, Sony Studios in Culver City, and the Paramount lot in Hollywood. At issue for the writers is improved pay in the streaming era and a guarantee they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence computer systems. It pays to be a whistleblower.
The largest sum ever paid out by the Securities and Exchange Commission to a whistleblower, $279 million, has been awarded to someone who provided important information in an enforcement action, although the agency did not say who or what case it involved. The previous record was less than half of that, $114 million in 2020. The money comes from a fund set up by Congress and financed through sanctions issued by the SEC. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is the latest Republican to join the call for spending cuts to be the only way the debt ceiling is raised. McConnell joined 40 other GOP senators in signing a letter that was sent to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the debt ceiling won't be raised unless there are budget reforms. The U.S. could default as early as June if the debt ceiling isn't raised. Thousands of residents of Alberta, Canada have fled their homes as wildfires continue to burn out of control. More than 78 fires are burning in the Canadian province as temperatures soar and high winds fan the flames. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.